Welcome to RV Talk Radio. Here we talk about RV living, RV lifestyles, and RV travel. We also celebrate the RV lifestyle that gives us the chance to do outdoor activities that we couldn't do in a normal lifestyle. So thanks for joining us. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and let's talk about RVs. Well, hello everyone. This is Rob Scribner and welcome to RV Talk Radio. This is episode 118, and welcome to the show. And I'm tickled pink to be able to yak with you again. Trying to do a few more episodes. It's been a little tough because we actually haven't been RVing much, but that's going to be changing real soon. Thrilled to death that we are actually bringing the RV home from Central Oregon next month. And starting to, we made room because we actually just sold our boat, which it was the second most exciting thing in my whole life. The first was buying it. The second was selling it. So anyway, just getting older and having a big old boat like that, just a bit much for me and Sherry to handle anymore. We could, but we got so many things going on. And so we're going to be bringing a fifth wheel back to Central Oregon and doing some local things in the Arizona area. There's some gems here that we'd like to go to and haven't been able to because we've been separated, and that's going to change. So that's kind of exciting. But today's show is all kind of the message we've been sending here for the last year of observation. When you're not traveling as much like me and Sherry are, you really have a chance to really view the flavor of some of the channels and some of the YouTube channels of RVers and the nomads as time goes by. And then sometimes you have time to research it and you look at old stuff and new stuff. And really what I'm seeing is a whole lot of entitlement and a whole lot of arrogance. And I was watching RV Odd Couple. And at first, when I watched their channel, I had mixed feelings. I wasn't quite sure what they were all about. And had a lot of kind of negative stories in a way, but truthful. And that, obviously, you know, with our radio station, we definitely appreciate truthful. But they their last show was hit the nail. And I just had to, jump onto that bandwagon a little bit. So I've been kind of catching some of the shows that the RV Odd Couple have been doing. And I really appreciate their honesty. And definitely are great at telling the good and bad of RVing. They have a similar setup as Sherry and I do, as far as having a fifth wheel and truck. And they talked about a subject that definitely is one I was concerned about and actually pissed me off too. And this will sound kind of arrogant on our side of things, but please put in perspective is we traveled for a while, and when we were traveling, our channel grew like a son of a gun. And of course, and we expected it and we're not disappointed. when we stopped traveling and bought a house, we knew that the channel would kind of have to redesign itself. So our original YouTube channel used to be RV Travel Buddy, which we owned the trademark to, and we still have. But we felt since we weren't traveling as much that we better change the name of it to Outdoor Travel Channel because we're doing more road trips and more kind of odd things that are outdoorish, like cooking and boating and gardening and a few other things. And when we hit the road again, we can easily, the RV Travel Buddy is still built into that. So is RV Talk Radio. So our channel will explode like it normally does when you have a niche that you're doing and you're staying consistent with a message. We totally get it. We understand. We don't expect our channel to grow crazy. Now, our podcast, RV Talk Radio, has always done very well. And so thank you. We really appreciate that. And probably because we're kind of deep hitting and in your face. The RV Odd Couple brought up a subject that I totally agree with. And for me to describe it will sound a little arrogant on our side, but please understand it. When we first started RV Talk Radio, we were 100% full-time RVing, going like crazy. We actually started before we went full-timing, and we did full-timing in 2006 too, before all this stuff was going on. So when we got on the road and RV Talk Radio was really going nuts, one of the biggest phenomenons that happened was we were getting contacted a lot from other RV channels to get interviewed. And that's what we're all about, and we love it. In fact, we're going to try to see if the RV Odd Couple would like to do an interview with us. And when we do interview people, we don't try to break them down. We actually want to hear the good, bad, whatever they like to talk about. And every time, and if you don't think we've actually interviewed good channels, just look. I mean, we've done Freedom Theory. We've done the Journey Couple with the little girl. I went blank on her name. We did some other ones too. I don't remember all their names. Some channels that have gone away too, because they bought a house. And too. Anyway, we've done several interviews. And our attitude is like, we'll do an interview and I know it'll build their numbers up, which the Journey folks, they were a very small channel at the time. And we thought everyone that we've ever done an interview with, the channels exploded after that, not just because of us. Don't get that impression. But the phenomenon is once we do an interview and their channels explode and they start getting into much higher numbers than we ever have, as far as subscribers and stuff, they ditch you. They don't want nothing to do with you because you're just a small channel of just a few thousand subscribers, as opposed to as they're growing into 5,000 and 10,000 followers. They won't have anything or even go back and say thank you for helping us get started. It's gone. And so the RV Odd Couple were interesting when they made a comment that, you know, that they tried to, and we did too, try to collaborate and work with other channels as they grew. And if suddenly they don't return their messages, suddenly they don't want nothing to do with you. And of course, you know, our subjects, we kind of hit the hardcore stuff and they're all trying to talk about the fluff. And I really attack eBay begging because every one of them, with a handful, are just constantly selling you stuff, or we wrote a book, or we have a membership site now where you have exclusive videos, which you don't need to get exclusive videos because they're out there anyway. You can learn anything you want about RVing without paying for membership video lessons. Or they've written a book and they want you to buy their book, or they want you to buy a product on their Amazon stuff. Now, I have no problem with all that. In fact, when we have a product we may talk about, we'll put an Amazon link down below too. And of course, this channel here we're sponsored by the Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags and for your dogs. And that's our product, and that helps us pay for a lot of things that we do. But a lot of it, we just do out of our own pocket because we like to do it. But some of these channels depend, not just as a courtesy or a tip, depend on the funds coming in because they want you to pay for their gypsyism. And to me, I find that a little disturbing. I was like, oh, we're going to do videos for you, and we want you to pay our way to unresponsible life living in the United States. We want to just freeload all over the United States, live in free camping, and anything we do have to pay for, we want you to pay for it through either our channel or products or memberships. And if you can clear your head as you're watching some of these shows, the light will come on. You'll see, oh my gosh, that's exactly what these people are doing. I can guarantee you, if I contact any of the channels that we interviewed during their early stages, none of them will either get back with me or even have, thanks for back in the day you did interviews for us to get us started. We will never, never, ever see that. If we do, it will be a miracle and we'll be quite grateful. But the bottom line, throughout the years, we've hardened, you might say, and we realize the realities is once we do an interview and these channels hit their, some, I don't know where it changes, where they get kind of their entitlement and stop engagement with little people. But I've seen it over and over and over again. And is it Long? I'm just still trying to remember that one channel. Long Lost Journey? Or something like that. Anyway, you guys know the couple with the little girl. They're really nice people. But I can guarantee you right now, they'd never have a time of day with us anymore. Just because they're, they've gone big time. And they're actually the only channel I've seen that hasn't gone hog wild and trying to sell eBay. And good for them. The rest of them, every other one I think we've interviewed, is they're lost. They're gone. They're in their own world. So I want to, once again, kind of give you guys the reality of this. One, don't pay for any kind of memberships to get some information about how to get into this lifestyle. It's available. There's so many videos out there. I mean, it was just a few when we first started, but now it must be 50,000 videos on just winterizing, let alone solar panels. Geez, will they ever stop on solar panels? Jeez. Pretty typical, I think. And then also memberships, some memberships like the Thousand Trails and stuff make a lot of sense. And then you get these ones. I cannot believe the obsession with free camping. Like the RVI couple, they're like us. They like a little bit of, they don't want to be primitive. They want to go in the parks that are, one, kind of safe, and two, have the amenities. They have to work. We did too. And so having internet around and power and stuff like that. We did some boondocking, and I really hate when you have to kind of like watch every drop of water you use. You take super short showers. You're being conservative the whole time, and it actually, to me, is not as relaxing because you're kind of stressed out about not overusing your resources. In heating too, like the propane and monitoring that and watching your battery power and all of that stuff. To me, it was nice areas we went to, but it still had that stress of, do we have to go to town again? And how's the tanks and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, the arrogance, the entitlement of some of these guys, for example, the other video I just watched, I just want to shake my head. Nomadic Fanatic. he's been around forever. And his arrogance is something, entitlements really stands out there. I never met anybody that's like the last video I watched, he was complaining because one of the places he camped in Rife Lake in Washington, I'm from Washington, is now closed to camping. Duh, I wonder why. Get used to it. It's going to happen more and more and more. Why? Because there's too many people out there and doing the trying to get free camping, and the entitled, the arrogance, the people that don't pick up, think they're entitled to be out there, leave garbage, or break the rules and stay too long. And then there's another side problem that's causing an issue is homelessness. And people finding some of these campgrounds and areas, national parks, where they can try to stay for free. And it's beyond just the RV situation. It's actually a social issue. Those are the two culprits. And then, of course, some of the governments or some of the different states don't want to pay for the resources to maintain these areas, garbage-wise and road-wise and equipment-wise and restroom-wise and all that stuff. Anyway, it's going to happen more and more. You just wait. Mark my words. Remember this episode. BLM land is going to diminish one way or another. Because every channel is this free camping here, free camping there, and then they're telling people where to go, and it's getting those people go to the same places, and they use it and use it and use it and abuse it. Not all of them. And what's going to happen? Well, instead of 14 days, now it's going to be a week, 7 days. Then it's going to be just overnight. Then some of them will be no overnight at all. We don't want to pay for it. And you guys won't take care of it. And some of you guys are abusing it. Some of you guys are leaving garbage and dumping your sewage. And it's getting to be too much. Or there's too many people going into an area. And then there's social issues and safety. And that's just the way it is. And you don't believe it. Just try being my age when I lived in Washington State. Some of the privileges we had when it came to hunting and fishing and outdoors, totally gone. Either from abuse, things that need to be regulated, safety, security, camping overnights, going to places like Weyerhaeuser and stuff like that where we used to go hunting. Now it's all fenced off and gated and you can't stay and can't go hunting anymore. And it's all gone. And it's sad and you hate it and you are spiteful for it. I am still, and just like Nomadic Fanatic having his little temper tantrum that his Rife Lake area was closed for camping anymore, I'm not surprised. I mean, he was one of the first ones to say, Rife Lake, what a great place, and took all these great videos, and so everybody probably started going there. And it got used and abused, and the entitlement of people saying, we're our veers, we should get what we want. And just watch that last video that Nomadic Fanatic just did, and you can just hear it, like someone kind of cut him off. Well, my age, welcome to our world. It happens all the time, whether you're pulling an RV or not. And you think, and then he has the gall to go up to the guy and say, do you know you cut me off? And then he comes walking back with arrogance, entitlement, saying he didn't listen or whatever. And it's like, I'm sure the guy got the message from the horn honk. That's all you needed to do. And yet you got this arrogance and entitlement attitude of, since I'm out here doing full-time RVing, you need to comply. And it's like, no, everybody needs to be safe, of course. But things happen. And sometimes you do switch lanes too soon and stuff. And it could be just a fluke of one particular time. And it's like, I almost hit a bicyclist the other day. Just because, you know how you get up to an intersection, you start looking to the left and to the right. And then you look to the left the most because that's the oncoming cars. And I was getting ready to shoot for it because the car's cleared. Freaking bicycle comes shooting across the intersection because you're not looking to the right that hard. And it's like, humans will make mistakes. and to be so spiteful over it. You know, so one is I get shook up and I felt bad. And I mean, I did, certainly didn't need the bicyclist to stop, come back and chew me out. It's like I kind of chewing myself out. Thank you very much. I'm thankful nothing happened. At the same time, it's like, okay, a new awareness kind of shook me out of complacency, you might say, or being comfortable all the time. It's like, all right, in intersections, Rob, take a second look. Even at this age, you know better, but you get kind of lazy sometimes. Things happen. But to get angry at someone or to shout out and think that you're better than the other person, you want to go scold them? Really? Come on, people. Some of these channels is like they're the experts. They are the guardians of the universe. And it's like, oh, the RV world. And I have news for you. You're just like me and everybody else. And you better learn to deal with it. Hi, folks. This is Ranger Rob on the street talking to people who claim Ranger Rob poopy bags saved their lives. I have here Billy Bob Burns from Minnesota.
Howdy. How are you?
How did Ranger Rob poopy bags help you?
Well, I was visiting the park the other day feeding them pigeons, and I was playing with my marbles, and my bag broke. I had marbles everywhere. I lost my marbles. And then I remembered I had Ranger Rob poopy bags in my back pocket. Gathered up all my marbles, saved my marbles, and I'm a happy camper.
Well, Billy Bob, that was an interesting story. Thanks for sharing that. Folks, when you get a chance, go to Amazon right now and order Ranger Rob pet poopy bags. They're affordable, strong, larger, and deeper than other bags, and smell like lemon. Get some Ranger Rob poopy bags today at Amazon. They may just save your life. Well, that just goes to show you, if you don't own a dog, you should still buy Ranger Rob pet poopy bags. You never know when they'll come in handy, especially if you lose your marbles. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm very excited to finally get our RV back. And some of you guys kind of like wondering, like, what are you planning, Rob? Well, with our channel, right now we're having fun with it, kind of doing domesticated kind of stories. And the RVing stuff will pick up, and then you'll start seeing the videos kind of sway back to that. And then eventually what we want to do is when we get into our real retirement days, when Sherry can break free, then we'll do kind of a seasonal full-timing. And the stories will be just like before, all the great stuff. And once again, how to winterize your RV and how to, we'll always be trying to put a twist on stuff. And I think the neat part is Sherry and I will be able to compare three circumstances. 2006 when we were full-timing, the 2015 time when we were full-timing, and then, you know, another half a decade or so getting back out there and seeing what's been changing. And that will be interesting. I'm sure a lot of things we won't like and other things we'll accept. And, of course, you know, just watching what's going on, we know what to expect. And being sure to tell the truth of what's going out there and not have these stories. The reason these channels are pushing this wonderful life of RVing and freedom is because they're pushing their products. You don't believe me, just look at the descriptions. You can kind of tell it's all about their income so you can pay for their freedom of the road. And the ones that you've seen disappear, and I'm having a senior day, I guess. I can't remember the name of some of the channels I've seen fade away because the world responsibilities came along and they go, we want to be responsible now. And some have bought houses. Some have had families. Some have had careers where they can't travel. And what the heck? Life has hit them, and reality, and I commend them, and they'll probably be back on the road again sometime, and they'll keep their channels going as we're going. Just like Sherry and I would kind of like just kind of keeping the channels going. And now we have, at least the RV Talk Radio is consistent on Outdoor Travel Channel. And then pretty soon you'll see RV Travel Quest, which just means Sherry by ourselves, starting to get revived. And you'll start seeing RV Travel Buddy, which is more oriented towards the big subjects of RVing. But Travel Quest is Sherry and I just personally. And, we have some new technologies and things like that we can't wait to use. And Lord knows what will be available in the next 5 years, 4 years. Could be less than that. Well, about 4 years, not that far away. And of course, the other reality with me and Sherry is numbers. Now, we're not going out there hoping to e-bag and you guys paying for Sherry and I to be out on the road. When you get older, you have a couple of things. Some people have pensions. I'm fortunate to have that. Some have investments. That's good too. And then some have, their social securities, which Sherry and I will have at between 62 and 64. And then, as you can tell, we own a company that actually controls a couple of things, not just the Raindrop pet poopy bags, but also radio stations and some other things that we do, all under a corporation we own called Cutting Edge Enterprises, LLC. And so our goal is to create a company and a product and develop it in the next 4 years that gives us more supplemental income. And of course, we'll still have links to Amazon affiliate stuff, and we may sell t-shirts and we may sell that, but it's really not because the money we want to make for you to pay for our lifestyle as it is to have fun with our brand. And of course, the name Ranger Rob we just trademarked, and so we'll have fun with that, and you can buy Ranger Rob, cups and funny things about poopy bags. And it's a funny subject. I mean, 30 years ago, somebody said, hey, Rob, you're going to have first of all, nobody used poopy bags 30 years ago. You'll have a company that makes bags to pick up dog waste. It's like, really? No way. Here we are. So, yeah, and we actually developed, by the way, two new products. We had the Ranger Rob original poopy bags and sheets, and now they're on rolls, and you can get a distributor now. All that stuff is in Amazon, and there'll be some other sources. And then as soon as everything's in place, we're also working on getting our products into some of the retail stores. And so that's our goal, to have our supplemental income so we can RV and spend some time and still have our home base. So big goals. We're working, and we're working hard, and we're certainly not begging. We're certainly not doing membership sites and stuff like that. And eventually I'd love the company to be big enough that if I ever croak, which will happen, it will be something the kids will want. So that'll be a good thing. And so be it. Anyway. I can't even watch the cheap RVing stuff anymore. It just drives me crazy. It's like, it's kind of like watching people that aren't quite homeless trying to draw you into being a homeless person. That's the best description I can give it for the Bob Wells stuff. I look at those people and go, well, there's something to strive to be. I want to live in a van, poop in a bucket, and live out in the desert. And and have all the freedom in the world. Now, let me switch that. Make sure you understand that there is other folks that are really on tight budgets, fixed income, and sometimes that's actually made sense. If you're only getting Social Security or disability stuff, and you're maybe under $1,000 a month. To make ends meet, sometimes that is a really good lifestyle. But to see some guy out there that looks like Santa Claus trying to draw people out to this kind of lifestyle is downgrading us. That's all I can say is, you know, you guys all like your solar and you all like your technology. And you all like, well, you know, who makes that stuff? Educated, well balanced people that have jobs and went to school and learned skills and make good money. If we all started living in vans and being gypsies, our country wouldn't, in technology and stuff like that, would just not cut it. It just can't live like that. If you want to live like that, go find some island in the Philippine Islands and some of these crazy Pacific Islands where you can just live off the land and coconuts. But this is the good and plenty land and land of good and plenty. And you got to work and get education we got to have people like that. I mean, I don't see a whole lot of young people following Bob Wells that are going to become brain surgeons or doctors or scientists, aerospace experts, electricians, mechanics, welders. I don't know. Maybe a few welders. But yeah, it concerns me that you have a whole channel that's very popular. Let's come out and be free. And I mean, let's live off the land and try to find free camping constantly. Just doesn't. Every video I see come out, and I'm subscribed. I'm to see if there's a subject I just got to hear him talk about. I'm just disgusted. I'm sorry, but he's trying to draw. Look at the pictures. Look at the people that are drawing you, and it's like, this is the way to go. Come on out here, join our group. Look at that. Is that what you want to be? Really? All of us want balance in life and happiness and things, but we all have responsibilities. Even as an RVer, you have responsibilities. And it takes money. And if you want to start your own business, it takes money to make money. Trust me, I know that one. But I've always had an education and skills since I was a teenager that I fell back on several times during my lifespan through education and night schools and college. It was hard, but never regretted it because I always was able to provide for my wife and children. Even in times have gone bad, we were able to come out of it because we held on to these skill sets. And living in a van is not going to be the skill sets you need for some of these really nice features and things you see in life that you'd like to have. That's not, I'm a realist that some people to a point are at a point that they can't do some of that stuff. And it makes sense. But a lot of you guys are trying to draw in perfectly capable people that really need to focus on education and skills in their young age so they can do anything or have the dreams they want to for the future. Some might want to live on a sailboat. Well, you got to have money to get that sailboat, and you can buy it in your 30s and finance it and take 15 years to pay for it before you retire. You could do planning. These young people have the opportunity to do anything they want, but they just can't do it right this minute. You could build something special and get it paid for and have it in place at a certain time period with a little bit of planning. And you'll have a wonderful life. But you take the shortcuts. If you take shortcuts, you'll pay the consequences. Pay the piper, whatever some of those things are. Shortcuts you might look good at the beginning, you may find out they're the worst path. Anyway, something to consider.
Ford's RV Refrigeration Training Center, a licensed school, has many objectives for only one product, the RV refrigerator. We educate others so they can provide a repair service in their area repair their own refrigerator, or when they hear throw it away, buy a new one, they'll know the right questions to ask in order to know whether or not their technician has been properly educated. Since 1984, we have saved RV owners money, provided them the best warranty, and reduced our carbon footprint. We accomplish these objectives daily through our service and training programs. Military veterans can even use their GI Bill for our training program, which includes our customized tools and manuals. Visit RVRefrigeration.com to find free DIY repair videos and information on our service and training programs. As a thanks to Rob Scribner, we're offering his listeners a free 11-point RV refrigerator inspection and one free night of camping at our location in Benton, Kentucky. Go to RVRefrigeration.com to call and make an appointment. That's RVRefrigeration.com. Thanks for listening. Stay cool and GBYAY.
You know, I get to thinking, and as I do the show, some of the names are coming back. Like we just, we did an interview for Dan and Jen the other day and stuff, and they were coming through Arizona, and of course, we kind of knew that, so we shot some notes to them saying, hey, you want to meet for coffee? Since we did an interview for you and stuff. No, didn't happen. And no hatred or anything like that. Just, we got what we wanted out of you, and yeah, you're not worth a cup of coffee anymore. It's like every one of them has been like that. And so as we kind of been doing this for the years, the more spiteful I think we're getting is like, but I still, to this day, I still feel obligated to have the opportunity to bring someone on board. And you'll notice any interview we ever do is always positive. And the show is actually positive. We're just kind of like making you think. That's all. If the show was like just the same old winterizing and best places to buy an RV and dealerships and all that stuff, there's, you know, obviously there's shows out there doing that. We just want to give you food for thought and hopefully give you another perspective of when you're watching shows. That maybe something you didn't consider before. And realize that these shows are little 10-minute pictures of life. And anyway, it's amazing. And I get a kick like watching Nomadic Fanatic. He's showing his dashboard. Look at what happens. And I just want to tell him that's what happens when you buy an up-to-date RV. You actually got little check systems at work and little technologies. When you buy a 20 or 25-year-old RV, it's like, no, you're not going to have some of those features. So I just laugh. Like, it's the most fascinating thing he's ever seen. I've never had an RV that did that. That's because you've been driving some old, pretty old rigs. It's okay. He went with what he could afford, and that's cool. Anyway, but as you get older, a used RV even gets newer in a sense. If it was 20 years ago, old and you held it for 5 years and you buy another one that's 20 years old, it's 5 years newer than the last one. You might see some new stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I've noticed a lot of places we go, a lot more rules. I think it was a couple of Walmarts in our area quit letting overnighters happen because that got out of hand. And then there's a couple of cities that let it go, like Flagstaff, I believe they're letting anybody stay there longer than just a night because they have a homeless issue and they don't know what, and it was like, we kick them out of there. We don't know where they're going to end up in Flagstaff. So, yeah, it's hard. And then there's the new problem of, like over in L.A., people actually having RVs towed that don't run to park on the side of the road to live in because they know they're not going to get kicked out. And so the homeless have found... So, you know, the old RVs that Nomadic Fanatic finally got rid of, a homeless probably bought it and they're living on the side of the road with it. And probably no engine in it. Who knows? But what's wrong with RVing and have the amenities? I mean, really, every show you see is like they're against amenities. Why can't you have a good education and a good job and good money, well, you can stay in nicer RV parks that some of them are just fantastic. Of course, those are the ones guys aren't doing videos because they got better things to do. Go enjoy the RV park and the surroundings and sit around in front of a camera trying to earn enough money to pay for their 1,000 trails. I'm just saying, why does it seem like there's not any channels out there saying, we're in a 5-star RV park and this place, yeah, a little pricey, can be $50 to $100 a month, a day, but look what we're getting and look how nice this place and the security is and everything's clean and, three pools and movie theaters and all kinds of stuff. And that's what I was talking about in the last show. It's like, hey, if you're going to Las Vegas in an RV, go stay in a great RV park. Then you have one is the adult playtime, and you got a great place to stay when you're out of money. You spend it all in the casino. and what's wrong with going to a casino and spending a little money there if you can afford it? I mean, you're big boys and girls. You're adults. Go have some fun. Go see a really expensive $250 a ticket show in Vegas. And go, drop $500 in a casino and get free drinks and listen to bands. And if you're young, go to some of the little dance clubs. Wear your big stilettos. That's the funniest thing I ever see when I go to Vegas is you walk through the strip and the young adults and girls are all heading for the dance clubs. And the girls are all wearing the cute little dresses and stuff. And that's just normal. But they're wearing those stilettos. And it's like watching them try to walk. I feel sorry for them. And at the same time, I admire them. Like, how do you walk in those things without breaking your neck or ankle? Anyway, but it's still fun. But they're all dressed up, having fun, and they're young. And that's cool. Go have some fun. That's a safe place to go when you're not, don't have to drive. And you can be adults and have a good time. And that's what Vegas is all about. If you go to Vegas to think it's a great place to go camping, you got something else coming. If you get to a cheap place, you will be in a cheap place and it won't be in a good neighborhood. But, what's wrong with, why can't some of these RV shows show amenities and spending a little money? It's okay. Really, what's wrong with paying $50 a night? If you have a career and you're making decent funds, why can't you do that? Why can't they do shows like that? I'd love to see some of the nicer parks. All I see is the same old videos of the same 1,000 trails and the same boondocking spots over and over. Same places at Lake Mead. Same places in Washington because it's really getting limited in Washington and Oregon. But there's some really immaculate places. Where's the video for those? Sherry and I did a few. We just weren't out and about enough. But I tell you, when we get back on the road, I guarantee you, that's why I want not just the fixed income of Social Security and pension. I have a company that's making me money that I can take off for a few months, let the kids run it, and send me a check. And I'll be at a 5-star RV resort having a good time because you can and you should. You're worth it to nickel and dime yourself and try to e-bag your lifestyle. These shows like Bob Wells and stuff, they're trying to get you out there like wearing the same pair of blue jeans for a month and maybe two pairs of underwear. Come on, people. That's sick. I'm sorry. How about buying a really nice RV, staying in really nice places, and really enjoying things and paying for tours and helicopter rides and airplane rides and boat tours and stuff? What's wrong with that? Shouldn't you strive for that? If you're young, I'm telling you, do that. You will enjoy RVing. You won't have time to do videos. Go make some money. Get yourself a foundation of education and skills, and you can have a blast. And by the way, screw the RV stuff. Get a sailboat and travel down the Caribbean and go down and check out all of Brazil and go have a blast. Learn how to scuba dive. What are you waiting for? Get your education. Get your skills. Then go terrorize the world in a fun way, in a good way, and be able to see stuff. And then even if you got halfway to a really good income and all that stuff, and maybe go visit Mexico and stuff like that, your money will go twice as far. You'd be like a rich person in some of these other countries. Go have some fun. Heck, even take your RV down to Mexico and all that stuff. Yeah, they say it's scary. It's not all scary. I don't. Of course, that's a lot of that's media. You got to go find out for yourself. But to live in a van and poop in a bucket, that is not something to strive for. It's not. You should strive for money. Make money. Now you don't have to be rich. I'm not talking about rich. I'd love to be rich. Feel free to send me a whole bunch of money and make me rich. Ain't going to happen. Heck, I can't even get anybody to donate to the channel. They don't feel sorry enough for me. Anyway, that's okay. I really don't. And then when I do get tips or something like that, I feel kind of guilty. But I don't, I mean, not that guilty. I'm going, wow, that's kind of nice. I'm actually, nobody appreciates it more than me, and I'm not poor. And I hope you're not poor. I just want you to be comfortable and happy. But have a little more higher expectations for yourself. Get a good RV, a good truck. Get dependable income. Maybe wait till you retire, and then you can really let your hair down. Just hope your health is with you. But these young folks, it's all about views and channels and building things up. And then when the big channels work with each other, it's all about making more views and making more money off their channels. And you can see, I mean, I've seen clearly which ones have done it and which ones are affected. And I've interviewed them, and they won't give us the time of day now. Fact. And we were brilliant to them when they first met us, and now we're stupid to them. Gee, how arrogant, how entitled can you get? I can predict almost every one of them how it's going to turn out for them. Unless they face reality and start connecting with the community again and becoming part of a citizen and learning to have skills and education that can give them the world, in a sense, and do that travel and things they want. But if they start out young and start being their little gypsies, mark my words, I wish I could listen to this podcast 20 or 30 years later when they're hitting their 40s, 50s, and 60s. They're going, crap, I have no skills, I have nothing. What are they going to be? And they'd reminisce and probably go through life going, what if I would have gotten some skills? So while I'm in my 40s, I could have had a job. Instead of I drove around in a cheap RV for 10 years and now I can't find a place to camp anymore. And it's predictable. It's going to happen. But if they do the old-fashioned, at least a 10 or 20 years of getting skills and education, then they got 30, 40, 50 years of having a blast. Anyway. Sorry. All right, I'm getting off my soapbox. Moving on. So I tortured myself to watch one more show here before I finish up this program. And I watched Little House on the Road. I don't know how I decided to subscribe to him to watch his stuff. Actually, I like the fact that he knows he's kind of nomadic. He knows it's not the most glamorous kind of world. And it's the life that he's chosen because it kind of fits for his circumstance. But his shows are actually very realistic. And most of them are most of the time they're kind of on the negative side or more on the be skeptical side. And I appreciate that. He talks a lot about security. Apparently, he had an issue with somebody. One of his RVs or something got burnt down or broken into or something negative. I don't know the whole story, and I apologize for that. But I do appreciate the fact that he talks realistic about security and leaving his RV. And he says people are... what are you cooking? Show us what you're cooking for dinner. And he's like, why? It's pretty basic stuff. It's no different than the stuff you eat. Why is it so important to see how I eat? And I kind of appreciate his realism of his lifestyle is not glamorous and it's not ideal. And that things are getting harder. Camping is getting harder. Boondocking is getting harder. And those people that are out there boondocking with them are not exactly trustworthy. And he said he had a lot of issues in the Florida area. And he's security pack does have a weapon. I would suggest most people do. I just recently just bought a new weapon, and actually Sherry and I took a class, and we actually enjoyed the fact of the hobby of it too, but we also bought it for our house. We have weapons, but we wanted a hand weapon just in case. I mean, it was like we never had a hand weapon here, and since we decided to get one, we took a class, which was a lot of fun, by the way, just had a blast. And now we just like to go to the range and go plug a few targets. Kind of fun. At the same time, it's a peace of mind knowing that, all it would take is the grid going down for a couple of weeks. I'm not saying permanent or apocalyptic or anything like that. And people will get insane. And you'd be darn glad we had a Second Amendment. He doesn't paint the pretty picture, and I do respect him for that. And he does talk about the nice things and the good parts of it, but some people's lives just turned out that way, and it works for them based on their circumstances. And that's where some of these younger people that are boondocking, living in vans or living in campers, really makes sense, because housing is getting expensive, and that's what's caused a lot of our homelessness. Is we've priced our apartments and low-income houses to a point that some of these people just can't afford it when they only have $500 a month fixed income or $900 a month fixed income. They can't get an apartment. Those are the exceptions to the rule. So, if you guys get a chance to see that guy's videos, pretty realistic. I think it'll give you some ideas of cautionary things to look out for, and that's good. If you have the income and can make the money, go to the nicer places, the 4 or 5 star resorts. Then you won't have a worry in the world other than making sure you're following the rules, because they get a little more stricter in some of those fancy places, but they have to be that way so they stay consistent. So if you go 1 year and go next year, it's the same. Anyway, if you keep going to some of these, if you think RVing is always what the Thousand Trails looks like, think again. There's some really nice, we even got some great mega resorts down here in Arizona. And you could spend your whole time in some of these mega resorts and never leave to do anything other than maybe go get groceries. They're just that nice. And they've got so many things going on every day. They're like little cities. And that can be a lot of fun. And even though you may pay a little more per month to stay in a place like that, you probably spend a little less trying to get away from your RV. And that's one thing Sherry and I found, that since we bought a house, is we're actually not taking off as much and doing road trips. And we love those. But the reason was we found ourselves that we wanted to get away from the RV and get a break and get out of that little unit and get some elbow room when we go on road trips. When you own a house, you don't feel that way. And so we're not doing as many road trips. We love road trips. No, they're not a good road trip. But anyway, I hope this show kind of shows you once again that some other channels are discovering that other channels can be arrogant and a little entitled, and they're what you know. You may have followed them for a long time, and then you may get your own channel. You'll find that they will not give you the time of day. And here, if you're a new channel and you'd like to be interviewed, we'll do something real positive for you, send you on your way. I can only cross my fingers that someday that you would not get arrogant and entitled and go on your way and actually say hello to us once in a while in the future. So I'm Rob Scribner from RV Talk Radio. I want to thank you very much for listening. We'll be back on the road in no time. Until then, we'll watch and observe and try to help other channels out. So have a great day, everyone. Take care now. Bye.